You're listening to the audio production of Signs and Secrets of the Messiah, Audio Bible Studies by Rabbi Jason Sobel, published by Harper Christian Resources and presented by the author. These audio studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, this production includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
Shalom, I'm Rabbi Jason Sobel, and I want to welcome you to this study on signs and secrets of the Messiah. The purpose of the study is to help see God's miracles from the book of John in a fresh new way that increases our faith in them for our lives, and it also helps us to see the miracles in the ministry of Jesus in HD high definition. You know, deeper spiritual truths are often not obvious on the surface. But as you dig, they can be found, and it's the glory of the King to seek them out, to meditate and search these secrets and mysteries. Jesus gives us a great example on the road to Emmaus in Luke 24. He's walking with his disciples, and he begins to open the law, the writings, and the prophets and show how they all point to him. And they said, "Did our hearts not burn within us after their eyes had been opened and realized that it had been Jesus who had been journeying with them all along?" That's what I hope we experience in part. But before we begin, there are a few things that are important to understand. The Hebrew name of Jesus is Yeshua. This is a name that he would have been called by his parents and disciples, and I will be using Yeshua as well as Jesus throughout the series. Something else that is important to know is that Hebrew and Greek is alphanumeric. This means that every letter has a number assigned to it. In fact, there are no Roman numerals in the Bible. You actually write numbers with letters in Hebrew. This means that every word in the Bible, both old and new, has a numerical value. Words that share the same numerical value often have a connection that gives us deeper insights and understanding. An example of that is the number 13. We tend to think of that in the West as an unlucky number, but in the Bible and in Jewish thought, it is a very important and beautiful number. The value of Echad to become...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?